For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Three LGBT pride banners were stolen or destroyed over the weekend. Despite the act of intolerance, 406 Pride, organizer of Billings Pride, is resolved to celebrate. The first banner went missing over Labor Day weekend. Shauna Gubeau, president of 406 Pride, thought it was an isolated incident.
Didn't think much about it. We went around yesterday, made sure the other two were fine, and then sometime between yesterday afternoon and this morning, somebody decided to slash the other two with knives.
The banners hanging outside Billings West High School, Lewis and Clark Middle School, and Senior High promoted LGBT Pride events scheduled for this Saturday. Billings Pride will proceed as planned. The celebration includes a Pride parade down 2nd Avenue and a family-friendly festival at North Park with over 50 vendors, 5 food trucks, and live music. Country musician Shelley Wright will perform after the festival at an open-to-the-public concert. The day will end with a drag show featuring local drag performers and James Mansfield of RuPaul's Drag Race, along with dance parties at the Red Lion Ballroom and The Loft. 406 Pride spent their entire $400 marketing budget on the three banners. Purple Snow Promotional will replace the banners free of charge by Wednesday. Gubeau says,
"And we intend to hang them right back up. Because, like I said, we're not going to back down. We're not going to be intimidated. We're going to keep marching forward for equality."
The vandalism hit especially hard because of the message it might send to LGBT students, Gubeau said.
"We put the signs there with the intent of giving them the message that it's okay to come out and that it's going to be safe. And this happens. So that kind of breaks my heart."
Lieutenant Brandon Woolley with the Billings Police Department said they are investigating the incident. He said, quote, "These hateful activities have no place in our community," unquote. BPD noted other banners displayed in the same area as 406 Pride's banners were not vandalized. Shauna Gubeau with 406 Pride said,
"I hope that Billings will show up and show those people that Billings is better."
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.